Thank you for that song. It's been thinking about this week, this past week, and some of you have had something going every night, I think, this week, and some of you, all of you have had probably at least some things that you were at this week, so it's been a very busy week. And glad to see you all here this morning, glad for our visitors and everyone that's here with us. I was at in here at the local feed store yesterday, and the owner there asked me, I was getting something, he asked me how things are going, and I made the mistake of one of my neighbors, the neighbor boys that works there, was sitting not very far away, and I said, oh, it's going pretty good, all except my neighbors. And he perked up and he said, he mentioned something about Friday night, and I hadn't realized he was out at the ball field Friday night when some of you young people saw them there probably. He said, I never saw so many Mennonites at one place. And he said, and could they play ball? He said, those girls. And he was shaking his head. Well, that's good. I mean, but I hope we're known for, trust a lot more than that. I trust that, we are known for our zeal for Christ, our zeal to share the gospel, and that's a much greater thing than that. So, it's the service today. I'd asked Joseph back when he started talking about leaving, and we took that vote there. I said, would you be willing to share, a message sometime? He said, well, I don't know. I've got a lot going. He's been gone a lot. And so this past week, I said, we're right down to the wire. This is the last Sunday. But I know he's got a lot going, and he had a lot going. But he has agreed to share the message here this morning, so we're looking forward to that. I thought it may have a prayer here this morning as a prayer request. I was Ed Krupp. I'd reached out to him this past week. I didn't even realize he was up at, some of you probably knew, he's up at Marion, Illinois again. And he called me yesterday. He called me back then yesterday. That's when I had, I think I'd left him a message. And he was, he was feeling pretty low last night. There's his staff has come back and some other issues as he's struggling with and feeling pretty alone. So I told him I'll mention that this morning, and we'll to the congregation as a prayer request. And are there, so thoughts that if you have any others you want to add to that this morning, I give you that opportunity now, and we'll have a prayer here before we move on to the service. I'm sorry? Okay, Caleb. And praise the Lord for what has happening there, and that may continue. It's a real miracle to see that. Okay, why don't we stand together for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before Thee again this morning. We thank You again for Your many blessings. We thank You for this opportunity to be together again here today, celebrating what You have done for us, and just pray that You might be in our midst, that Your Spirit might move in everything that's done or said, and that we might hear the things that You have for us to hear. Just open our hearts. We just pray that You might, especially be with these requests that were mentioned, Lord, Ed and Judy, the situation they're in, the long struggle they've had with their health, with health issues there. And we just pray pray for his healing, and pray for that he might just feel his presence around you, give Judy strength through this time as she cares and the things she faces. We just pray Your blessing on them. And we pray for healing, if be not against Your will. Just want to commit them to You, knowing that You, thanking that You are our Father, we can come to You as our Father. like we heard this morning, and that you care and you know the needs and the struggles we face. We too want to just continue to lift Caleb up to you, Lord. You know, we thank you for the miracles we've seen there, and we just pray that you might continue to grant complete healing there for him, and just bless them. And Lord, just help these things to strengthen our faith and just to look to you more as our, you are the one that, the creator, the sustainer. And we want to just pray that you might be with Brother Joseph as he shares with us this morning. Just give him words to speak. Just open our hearts for what you have. And we just want to commit this time together to you. Just pray your blessing on their family. And as they embark and spend the time in Romania, we just pray your blessing on them. Just pray they might keep us in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So I really appreciate what was shared this morning in the devotional. And it was interesting to me because my first thoughts were this morning was studying going to Psalm 103, but then I changed my mind and went to Psalm 90. If you want to turn there with me, I'm going to read that psalm. And the first, 91. I'm sorry. I'm going to read Psalm 91 and the first sentence in Psalm 92. I just have a few thoughts here. And I think these are verses that we can all claim. So reading these verses, my grandson came to me and he said something about when you're done reading your verse. I said, this isn't my verse. This is your verse. This is our verses. This is something that we all can claim. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. So a beautiful psalm that we can take comfort in, knowing that God is with us. And that he directs our paths. We have been reading for our devotions at home out of the book, The Victor's Crown. I think that was recommended to us by, first I had heard it by Ron Bontrager when he was here. And I don't know where that's available. I went and ordered one online. And it's just been a real blessing to me to read that book as a story of John Samara, I don't know if I pronounced that last name right, but gives the story, written by Dorcas Hoover, I believe. But to me, it's just beautiful to read these stories, these inspirational stories that took place in the 20th and 21st century. It's right, these things have happened recently, and they're happening right now. And the way that God... just the way that God worked in their lives, the way they can look back and say, you know, like John spent some time in prison. He had a very rough time and he couldn't figure out why. And was treated terrible place. And when he finally did get out, it was a miracle. miraculously was delivered and met his sister. His sister was involved in it, and she said, "Why?" She said, "Why were you know? Why, John? Why did you have to be in here?" And he said, "It's because of that guard." And he had the opportunity right at the last to, and speaking out for Christ in there was, you know, should he or shouldn't he? And he did it, and he said he shared the gospel story, in a more condensed version and faster than he'd ever shared it before. And he didn't, and he took the opportunity to talk to this guard. Then he kept right on going. He said, "If you want to give your life to Christ," he said, "just follow this prayer. Say this prayer with me." And he went through the prayer, and he got done. And the guard says, "Amen." And so he told his sister. He said, "That's why I had to spend that time in that prison." And as I thought about that, and thinking about Joseph's going to Romania and people going to different places, you know, the effects, how God works, what he has. And I had to, you know, this is a big week, school starting. We got, I don't know if all our teachers are here or not, but we have some of you here. And so some of you made moves to come here. But I had to think of teachers in the past, some of my own teachers, teachers that I've heard stories about, that children, not say they were their school children, their school, now they're older, but they talked about their teachers with reverence, saying, you know, when I was in a very difficult time in my life, I had a teacher that loved me, reached out to me, and I didn't want to disappoint. And it made a complete difference for me. Their life took a different direction. It was something they could go back to, and it gave them encouragement. You know, what potential, what opportunities. So whether it's a teacher, whether it's going to Syria or Middle East or North Africa or something like that, you know, if that's where God calls you, God works, he moves, he has reasons to have us, to put us in the places we are. And are we willing to use those opportunities and where God puts us to reach out and to maybe touch a life that would have missed something otherwise, that would completely change the course of direction in that person's life? And so as I thought about those, thinking about that and how great God is and how involved he is and how much he knows, you know, he's our Father, he cares, he knows, and he's things don't just happen. There's a reason. He has a reason. And are we willing to sometimes we may never know that reason. You know, he would have never known why he was in jail, but God has a reason. He had a reason to have him there. In his case, he felt like he had a clear reason. And so anyway, I would promote that book if you have an opportunity. If you don't have it, it's an inspirational book. It's a good book to have. But so with these thoughts in mind, let's stand for prayer again, and I'll turn the time over to Brother Joseph.